Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's thinking of everything. He's given us the greatest extension of His grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. He loves us. And He's about to return and take His people back with Him. He loves His people. And they love Him. All of God's people love Him, and they love each other. The true people of God, they love Him, and they love each other. And they're resilient. Daniel said, they that know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. It's so important for people to know God. And we know God by communion with Him, fellowship with Him, love, loving His word, loving His ways, growing in Him. These things can sound like duty, work, labor, but it's not. It's life. Some people look at prayer, studying the word, as a labor, something they would do reluctantly. But I see it as a privilege, a blessing, a reward, an honor. God loves us. He's not like wicked worldly kings that put themselves on a pedestal and make people wait in line, long lines, just to get a few moments of their attention. God's not that way. He said, come boldly to the throne of God. And I don't know how He does it. He's greater than any form of time. I don't know how He does it. And I don't try to know how He does what He does, but He does what He does. And He loves you. And you can have His attention all day. And He can talk to everybody by His Spirit. That's why it's so overwhelming to me every broadcast just about. I say, the Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit. I don't know how He do it. I don't know. He said the nations is like a drop in the bucket to Him. Time. 1,000 years is like one day to Him. Now, one day to us is 24 hours. One day to God is 1,000 years. And you have to understand, if you get to know Him, you'll see that He can keep up with you. He knows what to do. He can give you perfect, and He can see your life from His perspective, which is far greater than what we see around us. And He can give you perfect information. And it will be perfect information. And if you act on it, you'll know it's perfect information. That's how we get to know God, by interacting, studying the Word and living by it, asking Him questions. One of the greatest things the church have missed out on is, or they didn't ask questions. They missed out on a lot of good information that they would have gotten to know God. See, when the hard times come, if you don't know God, you may make a false step. You don't want to be like the five foolish virgins. They didn't know God. They weren't paying attention. But the five wise virgins, they kept oil in their lamp. They kept the word of God in their heart. They didn't run dry. They trimmed their lamps so they wouldn't run dry. We have to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. By doing so, now, it's not a labor to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. This is life. You're just living. You're asking questions that's going to benefit you and help you benefit others and represent the Lord you love so much. That's life. It's not labor. It's not work. To me, work is when I'm working on cars or building, fixing my house or cutting my grass. That's work. But guess what? while I'm working, I can meditate and think on the Word of God, and the time goes by so fast. It seems like I don't have enough hours in the day. There's a party going on inside because God is with me. And when I listen to the Word of God all day while I work, and I enjoy it. And then I hear parts of His Word that, and it sticks out to me. And then a conversation gets started. The Lord talks to me about it, and I ask Him my questions, and we dialogue and go back and forth about it. Sometimes He gives me revelation I need. I love it. I'm having a good time all day. And I get interrupted a lot. But that's fine. The Lord give me, He helped me to say the right thing to people. He helped me understand. When I don't know what to do in my work, I ask questions and the Lord direct me to the best solution. Jesus said the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth, even what I do for a living. Even the things I just want to know, even the things I'm just curious about. And I'll ask God anything. About anything. I'm not like the core, core religion wants to groom your thoughts. God didn't limit our thoughts. You can ask Him whatever, all of your concerns. And why? That's why people can't get corrected. They get convinced in deception. And then they defend their position. And this happens to anybody. This can happen to, it probably happens to almost everybody. But I said, I've been wrong before. And the wrong information never did me any good. It just slowed me down. So before I give you a conclusion, or before I agree with you, or before I take hold of a strong position, I like to let God guide me first. Excuse me for that, but that's the way I am. And when people speak by the Holy Spirit, it's detectable. I can honor that. That's right. I can tell because I can see it through the things God have proven. And that's why I like for people to go in His presence and learn, because you see another aspect of life. And God loves us so much. His love is great. His love is determined. God desires to come back and get His church out of here. And I want Him to come too. I want to leave when He comes. But as until He comes, I want to be as effective as possible. And my spirit's on alert. I want to pray for anybody that I can pray for. I listen and watch to see if God will give me somebody to pray for, a need, somebody I can help. I know a lot of people, but I can't help everybody I know unless they want it. And sometimes they don't seem to want it. But I pray for them anyway. But what I'm talking about is the kind of people that the Lord wake me up out of my good sleep and show me a need and I pray for it. That's what I'm ready for. I watch for. When it's one of His people get in trouble. Sometimes we just need assistance. And that goes for everybody. Sometimes we just need assistance. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I just thank God I can assist somebody sometime. God loves us. And He's here for us to bless us. He's watching out for us. And I desire to see Him move mightily. I want Him to take me forward and help me go forward in Him and do all that's in His heart. Why not? Not only is it a reward, but it's a privilege to be able to go in His presence and get information that's going to help somebody. You know, in the Sunday school, Mary said that Joyce Myers had to change the name of her books that talk about love because people don't want to. It's like people don't buy those kind of books. People want things that's going to help them do more of whatever it is they're trying to do. But love is the key. When you get into the love of God, you can live. The more you love, the more you live. The more you understand, the more you retain. The more you retain when you walk in love. It's not like, you know, love helps you to see what's right. But the love of God also helps you retain what you did learn. Just like worry causes you to lose the strength you've gained, the love of God helps you retain the strength and the knowledge and wisdom that you've already gained. And then you can use it to multiply in a greater way. The love of God. John said love is light. Peter taught us how to live according to the love of God. John did too. But Peter spelled that out real perfect in 1 Peter. And then John turned around and did it again. And he showed us that love is light. You can see in love. Now there's two great, both of these books need to be studied. 1 Peter and 1 John. And they will help you, coach you in how to walk in the love of God. And then you won't have to worry about the trials of revelation. See, the Lord is about to come get His bride and judge this earth. He's going to take the bride out of the way and judge the earth. Some people say He's going to judge the earth and then take the bride out. I don't know why their positions are their positions, but God is going to do it right. He's going to do what's perfect. And if I had to go through the tribulation, I just have to go through the tribulation. I'm used to it. I'm used to persecution. I'm not going to turn my back on God no matter what happens. But I believe that He's going to take His bride out of the way, just like Lot. I mean, that's what he did before. There's no reason for people that chose him to be here while he's judging the earth. This is a very interesting time to live, but I know a lot of people are going to die. A third of the population is going to be gone, consumed in war. A war is coming, folks. It's inevitable. It's been prophesied. It's going to happen. The Lord said the wars of Henry Grover's visions are about to happen. This was about a few months ago. He told me that as I was going to sleep one night. I was tired too, and the Lord said the visions of Henry Grover are about to happen. I went to sleep. And in my dream, I went to a back door. And this back door had windows. Not my back door didn't have windows in it, but this one did. And it had a curtain over it. And I heard somebody behind that door. I said, "Who's back there?" And a rifle barrel came through one of the small windows right at my guts. Right in my stomach area. It poked through the back door. I wouldn't have had time to move before they pulled the trigger. And I went and looked out all my windows, looking in my yard to see if anybody was out there. Nobody was there. Everything was normal. Then I got back into bed. I said, "Lord, what was that about?" He said, "It's at the door. The wars that the Russian attacks that Henry Grover dreamed about. They're at the door." I had another dream. I saw vintage airplanes Just like in, you know, what he described. He described this, then I saw it. I saw World War II airplanes shooting missiles. Because they can fly when they knock the power out, see. I saw this. So I saw them shoot the missiles and the sky turned red. It's time now, you know, the people that will be here after God take his bride away are going to be in trouble. If they don't seek the Lord now, if they don't go forward, if they don't snap out of the world, they're going to be hurt. Even if they survive, they're going to have a miserable time on earth. On the radio broadcast, the Lord has got me talking about the real Jesus. The next few broadcasts I'm going to do, if the Lord allow, I'm going to finish talking about the real Jesus. Because preachers have watered down the word. This is important for us to, if we got to live by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth, we got to preach every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. And a lot of times preachers leave out, they don't want fire and brimstone anymore. They don't want to preach on people living right and avoiding sin because it doesn't draw a crowd. They don't want to preach on love because people, that's not popular either. All right, now watch this. Whatever you preach, that's what people are going to have faith for if they receive what God is saying. But if you try to control his word into a certain corner, they'll have faith for whatever's preached correctly, and the things that you preach wrong, it'll hinder them from receiving what's right. And if they don't hear the word of God in every aspect, they won't have faith in every aspect. We have to have faith in every aspect of what God is saying if we're going to live by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. People that don't preach healing, the congregation don't, when pastors don't preach healing, the congregation don't have faith for healing unless they hear it somewhere else or on their own. Same thing for sin. If you don't preach against sin, they won't have faith against sin. And they'll get caught up in it. And then when people lie and say that, well, if you get in sin, you know, you don't have to repent. God will forgive you. You know, you washed in the blood, you'll be all right. That's not true. Even though you were washed in the blood at one time, if you go back to that vomit of sin, you back in it. You back in the world again. And the Holy Spirit will convict you, so you'll come out of it. He does that for his children. But when you can sin and God don't bother you about it, you're not his child. You need to get saved. You need to repent. Make things right while you can. Otherwise, your will will get weaker and your heart will get harder and you won't have a mind to do. You'll be like a tear. You're back. That's going right back in the world. A lot of people, this has happened to a lot of people. I've heard a lot of Christian men watch pornography. And it's poisoning their heart and mind. And then they get to where they excuse it. Then they start acting on it. This is why God made hell. Sin traps people. And it destroys your will. It destroys your wisdom. It destroys your knowledge. It destroys your goals. It destroys your whole life in every way. It's just a matter of time before the rusty cancer gets everything. But over the course of time, a person will be so mean and so miserable and so hateful. The Lord had to put the world system in fire. So whatever's attached to the world system goes in the hell fire. You can't go back to not existing because you're made in God's image. He can't stop existing and you can't either. You're made in his class. You're made like him. You're made in his image. You know, for Christians, as he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is, so are we. For sinners, you were made in God's image. You chose the devil's route, so you'll have the devil's torment. You know, that's just the way it is. Because Satan will get worse over time, and man will too. Daniel said that will be an end to sin. That's why God is so, he gave man a chance to get out of it. And everybody has to do this of their own free will. You can go with God, or you can stay like you are. You can stay in sin if you want to. But you can't get saved and live like the devil and go be blessed with God. That never happened before, and it's not. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, depart from me, you work iniquity. But we preached in your name. We cast out devils in your name. We worked miracles in your name. Depart from me. I don't know you. I never knew you, he'll say. And now, you know, that's not necessary. Live by the word of God. It takes faith to do these things. You can do this. Because he did the work. And we live like he lives. As he is, so are we in this world. We have the responsibility to live according to the word of God. And I love him. I love relating to him. I love everything that he's doing. All the wonderful things he's teaching and helping me understand. God loves us, folks. And I desire to see people in their best condition. And so does the Lord. And his return is soon. And I look around and I see people that they're not trying to grow. They're not trying to get saved if they're not. And people that are saved, they're wrapped up in self-righteousness sometimes. I hate to say that, but that's what happens. Their conversation of worldly things is greater than their conversation of godly things. That's a tragedy when God is so good to us. But those that do know the Lord, they are strong. And they finish what God gave them to do. And it's not even like work to them. They have a good time doing it. Oh, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Enjoy your Father. Enjoy your Savior. Enjoy the Spirit of God. Enjoy his word and fellowship all day. Because his return is so soon, so sudden. And I do desire to live without spot or wrinkle. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.